For CJ Low News, I'm Shanalee Marie. People gathered in downtown Montreal Sunday to call attention to what many have called a rise in anti-Asian racism since the beginning of the pandemic. After the march, a vigil was held for 8 people who were killed in massage parlors in the Atlanta area on March 16th. Most of the victims were Asian women. The man allegedly responsible for the shootings has been charged with 8 counts of murder. The day before, hundreds of protests took place around the world against the COVID-19 lockdown measures. In Montreal, hundreds marched downtown against the curfew and other health restrictions. While it's legal for people to gather to protest, attendants are still supposed to maintain distancing when possible and wear a mask. Montreal police handed out 52 tickets to people violating health measures for approximately $1,550 each. Finally, Indigenous leaders in Quebec and the provincial government announced a new plan to address the needs of the First Nations and Inuit communities Sunday. They say chiefs from the communities across the province will establish priority topics to be looked at over several meetings which started this weekend. Several others have been planned, including one on economic recovery in the fall. In a Sunday press release, the premier said he believed, quote, "We are taking a big step forward." Today's stories are by Luca Caruso Moro. To hear more, visit cjlo.com/news.